Today's at Music 92 Pro FM is just very happy to have special guests, author and design mentor of Project Runway Jr., and Caroline Payson, Executive Director of the Providence Children's Museum. Hello, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jess,
for having us. Thanks.
First of all, happy National Grilled Cheese Day.
Grilled Cheese? Oh, I love grilled cheese.
I know. I mean, you can't go wrong with a good grilled cheese.
Not at all.
You also can't go wrong at the Providence Children's Museum. What are you guys doing tonight? I hear there's a party going on.
There is
a party going on. It's the first of a series of events that celebrate our 40th anniversary. Mm-hmm. It's our annual meeting, and our special guest is this gentleman here. So Tim and I go way back and have had many conversations over the years about instilling creativity in kids, and tonight it's going to be open to the public.
Oh, my goodness.
So anyone who's interested can either go on the museum's website, give us a call to register, or stop by at 5:30. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with some drinks. The meeting itself starts at 6, so everyone is welcome.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. And once again,
grown-ups only.
Oh, yeah.
Are welcome.
Yeah, because the kids can't drink.
Exactly.
You know? They can't hold their alcohol. Yeah. Children'sMuseum.org. Once again, that's happening tonight. So you guys are longtime friends. How exciting is that you're both successful, and it's just nice to be. I don't have that in my life. I have no friends that are good. They're just, you know, regular people. And then you got Tim Gunn over here that's on all the shows, always fabulous. And I have to say, you're just a positive guy to watch. So likable. And you make me sick, actually.
No, I'm a very lucky guy. And for Caroline and for me, what's at the core for each of us is education, mm-hmm. and helping young people attain as much as they can and realize dreams that perhaps they don't even know that they have. And that's really what has bonded us, and it's why I'm here in support of the Providence Children's Museum.
Now, the thing is, you work with obviously adults and now kids.
Yes.
Do you find it more rewarding because they're younger, they're more open to ideas, where I think adults, you kind of get insecure a little bit more as you get older?
Jess, you nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The younger people have no fear of taking risks. In fact, they welcome them. Mm-hmm. They're constantly curious, and they're hugely inspiring to be mm-hmm. around, for me.
So wow,
I think I get more out of the experience than they do, which is not to trivialize what they get, but it's just so uplifting for me.
That's amazing. Now, you, with Project Runway Jr., you work with kids 12
to 17.
That's incredible. And then, are you doing something today with second and third graders?
We are. We're doing a design challenge for kids from the Highlander Charter School.
Oh, cool.
Second and third graders, mm-hmm. who may or may not know who Tim is, but will know him as the great guy who's coming in with a button bag of challenges.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome.
So they'll be given a design challenge that will end in a runway moment.
Wow.
And STEM-based, one of the great things about the challenge this afternoon is it's being led by our AmeriCorps mm-hmm. Folks at the museum who have been doing a huge amount of work in the community, and it's a great way for them to kind of celebrate that experience as well, and they're super excited to meet Tim.
Oh my goodness, that is going to be awesome. Mentally, I have the second to third grade level, but still, I just can't get away with it at almost 40 years old. So once again, it's happening tonight at the Providence Children's Museum. Drinks 5:30, and then 6 o'clock the event starts. Once again, Tim Gunn is going to be the guest speaker. You guys have anything else that you want to add? I mean, this is like a huge thing. We're so happy to have you.
We're delighted to have Tim, and I would just let everyone know, again, as our 40th year unfolds, we have more events. We have an awesome play-on event the first week in May, mm-hmm. and our gala is coming up in October. So there's a range of events, so keep going to that website and mm-hmm. looking out for programming, not just for kids.
Exactly. Okay.
And childrensmuseum.org. Tim, quick question, last question. Heidi Klum, pretty ugly, right? I can just tell. She's all made up. I'm sure she's not.
I will say this. I say about myself, if I were in hair and makeup for 3 hours as she is, I would look like Heidi Klum. But the fact of the matter is, she's breathtaking in person.
Yeah,
I mean, she really is breathtaking.
You can just
and
tell.
And also, she's a doll. I mean, she's a real sweetheart. There's not a diva's bone anywhere in her body.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah. I've had the opportunity to go to some runway finales, and I've gotten to see Heidi in person, and it is kind of like looking into the sun.
Once again, guys, thank you so much for coming down and chatting with us. And for all the details, once again, if you want to go tonight to the event, childrensmuseum.org. Tim, Caroline, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks. Thank you, Jess.